Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
I'm delighted to welcome our next guest back to this program. He is now an NHL executive and therefore unavailable to do things for his friends that he used to do, like their golf tournaments. Sean Thornton joins us now, I assume from Florida. I don't know. Thornton, where are you? Are you up here now?
No, I'm in FLA still. I haven't moved since the last time we talked, really.
What's the temperature down there in the morning? What is it, like 99 or 105? Like, what is it? Nice.
So I just heard you ran a 5K yesterday, the day before. When was it?
It was Friday night. By the way, I don't know if you've seen me on any of the social networks, but I got to tell you something, kid. I am absolutely yoked. I'm going to send you a photo. No food shaming. No food shaming necessary anymore.
Yeah, right. He's embraced the chicken and rice, 30.
We have to dump out of that. What is?
Don't make me do that, man.
First of all, you're Captain Topper, first of all, with that. I get it. You ran. I know you're a hardo. But, can't.
No, I jogged. I didn't run. I jogged. I, like legit jogged. I could barely move. It was too hot. It was 101 degrees here.
101 effing degrees. Yes, yeah, we got you there. Yes. Yeah. No, I mean, I
forgot that we were on radio. I thought we were just talking like buddies for a second.
Yeah, I know. It's tough to.
What you meant to say, it was really hot.
It was really, 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 really hot. Really hot. Yeah. So, we're awaiting a phone call from Rob Ninkovich, who's supposed to call before 2018. He retired yesterday. Has it been an adjustment for you? Like, I mean, has it been hard, or has it been what you thought it would be?
It's been what I thought it would be. And again, I was on borrowed time. I was supposed to retire a year earlier. So my mindset was, I think, right going into it. I was good mentally and aware of what was going to happen and excited for the next chapter. Why did Nink retire? I just saw him at OTAs like a month and a half ago. He looked great.
I know. I think LB believes it's because that CTE study came back and 110 of 111 brains had CTE or something like that. So I don't know. What do you think?
He's a good man, though. I don't know. I have no idea. I haven't talked to him, but he's a good man. What a career. So
yeah,
I'll text him later, but congrats to him. Tell him I said so when you're talking to him.
Don't bother texting him. He doesn't get back to anybody.
Oh, there's somebody's bent over here.
Yeah,
but,
kettle.
So you now, do you go into work every day? Like, do you go 9 to 5 or what do you do?
Yeah, I'm on the way right now. I just left the gym and I'm supposed to be at the office by 9. I'm going to be a little late today because I wanted to call you guys. But I'm 8:30, 9:30, depending on the day, depending on meetings, last Wednesday I was there till 6:30, 7 o'clock. Some days I'm out of there at 4, some days I'm out of there at 6, 6:30. It just depends what we have going on.
Do you bring your lunch in every day in a brown paper bag?
We have lunch there. Not provide, like, we can buy lunch at the stadium through our provider, whoever. Yeah. I can't remember who the name of it right now. But anyways, we have lunch available every day, so I just buy it. I'm trying to support the organization, you know.
I can't imagine you. Do you send like interoffice emails and I can't imagine. And like, what? I'm sure nobody.
Like Lumberg in the office space.
I'm sure like nobody gets in an argument. Nobody's going to get in an argument with you in the office because you'll kick their ass.
That'd be awesome.
I have noticed that. I'll say something different, but sometimes the room just goes quiet. I don't think they agree with me, but I'm not sure if people are aware how to approach it yet. Even though I'm perfectly fine with being wrong.
Yeah.
But yeah, the inner office emails for sure. People get a people think it's funny. Like, my favorite thing in the world is when somebody sends me, like, a calendar invite, and I get to put it on my phone, because this is all new to me. For the first week, I was like, yeah, just send me an invite. Just send me a calendar invite. I'll be there, I promise.
Yeah. Do you have an assistant?
No. I don't have enough responsibility yet to have an assistant.
Right. You don't have an assistant.
Maybe in a year or two.
Yeah, all right.
Hey, Authority, congrats on an amazing career, and I love that you're an exec, and the Panthers have a huge asset in you. What's the tone that you're going to use, that Authority's going to use when he has to send someone down to the AHL?
Yeah, I will not be in those conversations, thank God. But if I was, I mean, we have two examples now in this organization with myself and Michael Haley that we just signed on July 1st. That just because you're getting sent down doesn't mean you won't be back. I mean, I think between the two of us, I'm not sure if anybody's played more AHL games. So, resilience, right? It's a big word in hockey, and I think you have to have it to be successful. So I guess that would be my message if I was in those talks. But thank God that'll be probably Chris Pronger or Eric Joyce making those having those conversations in the office.
Any idea what your when you were running 5 miles yesterday, what your pace was? Just out of curiosity.
Probably 8:20, 8:30. I'm guessing. Oh.
All right, never mind.
Yeah, so
never mind.
That.
Never mind. Whoops. Never mind. So,
hey, I'm happy for you. I'm still an athlete at the end of the day. So, hey, I haven't like drank it all away yet. So it's still got a little bit left in the tank. But I'm happy. You're running. You're eating right. I mean, I won't even recognize you when I see you. Speaking of which, you're not even coming to my golf tournament. I just found out. Is it because I couldn't come to yours? Because it's legit working. What's your excuse?
Did you come to my golf tournament?
Yeah, you wouldn't even know, huh?
I'm not. I don't. Now that I don't really. Quite frankly, I don't need anything from you anymore. So I am not. No, I think I have another. I had committed to, I believe, another golf tournament on. When is yours? Next month? Is it next Monday?
It's the 14th.
It's the 14th. Yes, I am playing in. I committed last year to play in the Tech Needs golf tournament, and they're a sponsor, and it's on that exact same day. So I was very upset. It has nothing to do with the fact that it has nothing to do with the fact that you were not at my tournament. But I know the event is coming up on the 14th. Is there are you still accepting foursomes? You guys sold out. What's the deal?
No, we're lucky. We've been sold out for couple months now. I actually had to make an exception for a couple people that I needed to get in, so we're oversold. But we are doing we legit stole it from you, the golf ball drop from the helicopter. So
yes,
we just put that up on all my social, Thornton FDN. You can get the link on any of the whatever, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. we're doing that where you can buy the ball for, I think it's $20, and chance to win $5,000. So thank you for the idea.
You know who won it at my tournament, don't you?
Probably like Dooley or somebody stupid rich.
No, LB won it. LB won it. LB.
Yeah, somebody
LB.
Stupid.
Oh, nice. Congrats.
Somebody stupid.
Yeah, yeah, no, you somebody, got half of that somebody, right. Somebody incredibly somebody, stupid was lucky stupid. Enough to get
somebody
the,
stupid
the 5K.
Got it. And Thornton, can you believe that, Thornton? I mean, it was a lot of people thought it was fraud, like the 5K, like my 5K results.
So you can rig this thing? I can get one of my buddies back home to win this?
Listen, the key is... The key to winning the golf ball drop is don't be a cheap prick. It's worth it to spend $400-$600 to walk away with the 5K.
I agree. You should probably go online and double down. You should probably try and win mine, LB.
I will do that.
He needs to because he blew through the 5K already.
I thank God I haven't. I mean, I chipped into it a little bit.
Well, that's cool. All right, so it's we're talking about 2 weeks away. Get in on Thordy's great golf ball drop, and you can just go to your foundation, like all of your social for your foundation. Correct? Is that how you do it?
Yes, yes. Which I obviously have my finger on at all times.
Of course, yes. Of course, you. Yes, you are. Yes.
If you need another super celeb, Thordy, just have your peeps reach out.
Hey, you want to play? We need people, actually. You want to play, LD? Are you going to come? Or?
Yeah, I'll play.
Well, there's the question.
He's not going
to
be there.
I'll play if you want me to.
I'd love to have you. It's not till 1 o'clock. You should be good.
I doubt it.
Okay, just have the foundation reach out to my LB at WAF.com.
When people,
all right, I'll get my people in touch with your people.
Love it.
When athletes say LB's in the show, he's in the no show. That's the show that he's in.
What are you talking about? I put you over every year down there at Mohegan Sun.
All right. Well, what do you you paid any attention to Donnie Sweeney and the Bruins in the off season? I guess you have to because you're an executive competitor now. So,
Not many moves going on up there, right?
They
got some young, D that they're going to have to make room for. I think, again, I'm not talking for Swedes. I have no idea. Just on the outside looking in, it looks like, you know, with that Brandon Carlo and, was it McAvoy, the kid that came in?
Yeah, McAvoy, Jacob Zaboral. He was a first rounder 2 years ago.
So I think, obviously the whole league's kind of going that way. Youth movement, making room for your own people, and it seems to work. So you got to develop from within. It looks like that's where the bees are headed.
What do you think? How long do you think Chara plays?
I don't know. Until he's 70? You guys are cyborg.
Yeah. I mean, I think he has to reduce the time, obviously.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, if he turns into a number four or number five defenseman, God, he could probably play forever.
Exactly. And then when he's done playing over here, he could probably go back to Slovakia and play for another 30 years.
Yeah.
You know what?
That guy's an animal. I mean, nobody keeps himself. We just started running and eating well. He's been doing that since he was like, I think, 6 months old, running and doing push-ups and keeping himself in shape.
Well, speak for yourself when you say just started it. I mean, we were talking last week about who were we talking about who's allergic to their equipment, LB? Oh.
Who was
host,
that?
Is it host? No. Guy in Chicago.
Yes. Yeah. Have you ever seen that or like heard about it?
Marian Hossa.
No, yeah, never.
It's Hossa.
It's Hossa.
Yeah, it's Marian Hossa. Well, did he's a hockey player too.
Have you ever heard about it?
No, I thought it was a joke when somebody said it at first. Not that the fact that he had to take a year off, but the fact that they said that was the reason. I was like, come on, you can't be serious. That's I've seen obviously people get rashes on their hands from gloves and stuff from sweating too much, but never like your whole body being deathly allergic to your hockey equipment. It's weird that it just happened. I guess allergies do just pop up, but that's crazy.
It's so weird. It's
well,
so
the
amazing.
Fact that it's that debilitating that you can't play is
for a year,
right?
I mean, it's.
Well, I guess if you take the severity of a peanut allergy that could kill someone, I mean, that's crazy.
Just equipment. It's weird. I don't know if it's something they've like we have to clean our stuff in, or if like I'm just trying to figure out what's in hockey equipment that isn't in everything else. That,
I mean, we wear
long underwear underneath.
When you played in the O, like out in the dub, we called it the gonk, and it was because because both teams laundry, you know, their laundry bags. You'd have 40 sets of different guys' DNA getting mixed around in there if somebody didn't put the right. Enough cleaner or something, but it was a crazy, nasty, like really, really open sore kind of crap back in the day out in the Western Hockey League.
This is just another example of how the dub was tougher than the O, and yes. I get it.
Please. that's too funny.
Actually, when LB says dub, he's referring to the G dub that he caught on the road.
Oh, so I didn't know it was a one night stand in Fort Wayne. I mean, come on.
All right. Well, Thordy, it is. It's great to talk to you. We miss you up here, and I hope the tournament is a success. And I wish I could be there. I did, even though I'm a cheapo, I did donate, you requested some beer, so I donated a bunch of beer to you, so.
Yeah, appreciate that. I like your beer. That's a true statement. I wish I had some down here. I really enjoy that IPA.
Well, I'm sure we could arrange something.
Well, I mean, when you say
if you'd come to the golf tournament, you could have gone home with them.
When you get a tap in the stadium.
When you say arrange something, is there a way that you could be photographed with my beer in your hand down there? Then we can send some. Yes.
All right. Let's I'll do something at the tournament, and then we'll endorse it.
Right. I mean, nothing. We'll Jordy, the guy wasn't so frugal. He just offered you an endorsement deal. Throw you some cash.
Slow down, LB. Slow down. We're building a business. We don't have that kind of cash. All right.
I'll take shares. It's fine.
You do it on points? Okay, yeah. All right. We'll take care of you. How's a half a point?
There's three quarters of a point left, so you get a fifth.
I'll give you a... All right, you're the best, buddy. Thanks. And if you'd like to get in on this great golf ball drop, because you could win. It's $5,000, right? $5,000?
Yep, $5,000.
All right, Sean Thornton. We'll talk to you soon, pal.
All right, see you, bud.
See you, Tony.
All right, there's former Boston Bruin Sean Thornton, now, of course, an executive with the Florida Panthers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.